Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
In case you're just joining us, Vincent is in that time of the year where the farm is needing attention. And he asked if I would take care of the show this morning. This is Captain John Reagan with Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Shealy, we've got another question. How concerned should we be about contracting the virus from doctors, nurses, dentists, and being in medical office waiting rooms?
Well, theoretically, that's about as crowded as you can get other than the Metropolitan Opera or some such thing. So I think it's a possibility. On the other hand, we have been running full-time throughout the epidemic. And knocking wood, we haven't encountered anyone who seems to be active with the disease. I would say 10% of our patients come in wearing masks and maybe 1 or 2% wearing gloves. And I use a great deal of hand sterilizer, but other than that, I don't use a mask or gloves.
And I think it also depends on where you live. I think a lot of these types of offices, the people that work in the offices are probably going to be wearing masks, which would help protect a person. Now, what would concern me is you now have all these open dental offices, and if they try to run the number of patients through there like they used to, obviously, the person being worked on can't wear a mask, and I would imagine some of that drilling and other work that they do in the mouth could help spread some of the virus.
Absolutely. A dentist is the last place I would go at this particular time. In fact, interestingly, I had a dental appointment, I think it was like the 20th of March, and I showed up and the door was closed with a sign on it. They weren't open. They never let me know they weren't open. But I wouldn't go now.
I just pulled up one of the articles that I talked about on the first. If they do develop a vaccine, no matter how harmful it is, forced vaccines were upheld by the Supreme Court in 1905. If you want to look it up, that was Jacobson versus Massachusetts, and it was unfortunately a 7-2 decision, which means that very tough trying to overturn something of that nature, which is just one of those other reasons I'm trying to get out of the United States, because I believe it's going to become nastier and nastier just from the government point of view. And if Trump loses this election and we get the nasty crats in there, I really hate to think about it. They've done so much damage to this country, not that the Republicans have been friendly to our freedoms, but you can look at the difference just between the Republican-Democrat states. The Democrats are really, really clamping down on any kind of freedom that's left.
Well, they always have. I mean, they are the party of no choice.
in the party of slavery. They don't teach that in schools, but, you know, it wasn't white people that owned slaves. It was white Democrats that owned slaves.
That is about as true as you can get.
And it really drives me crazy. And I've seen, you know, black people that are aware of history trying to, you know, wake up other blacks, and they have no luck. And, of course, a white person isn't going to have any luck. But why do we have 80 to 90% of blacks in America that are loyal to Massa? You know, they just won't get off the plantation. I guess you get a, you know, free phone and free other stuff. And, of course, now the Republicans have even jumped in on that. You know, free money and, you know, they can't keep doing that forever. And it's kind of like, you know, crack. You know, you get some, you know, benefit, you know, air quotes initially. But then it takes more and more, and then if you try to stop, things really start getting nasty. And I can understand why both parties are doing this. They're wanting to try to make things seem normal, at least until after the election.
If there is an election.
Well, I talked about that back in February. It may be the most unusual election that we've ever had because, you know, we don't even know if the leaders, which are old and not in great health, if they catch this, we may have, you know, a government selected by the Electoral College. And it's been a long, long time since we've had anything even slightly out of the ordinary in that nature.
Well, time will answer the question, maybe. But we'll find out when it happens.
And, you know, with the permission that the Fed has gotten, they have been propping up the stock market. You know, we've got these employment reports. Hey, we've lost another few million jobs this week, but hey, the market's going up. It's just totally insane. unfortunately, that's the limit of most people's, you know, knowledge of finances is, you know, what's reported on the news? The markets are up. Markets are up. Things must be great. Hey, let's party. And even with the S&P 500, it's like five of the stocks are like 50% of the movement there. But it doesn't even take much work for the Fed to prop things up. But what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You know, you can't convince people that, I guess some of the people that have lost jobs, you can, you know, convince them that things aren't as good. But for right now, the extra $600 a week from the federal government, a lot of people are making more money being on unemployment than having a job, which is causing problems for companies trying to open. And it's like I say, we could spend hours on this, you know, just everything that's going on. And we're seeing changes for the worse that we haven't seen in our lifetimes. And some of these even beat the Great Depression or imagine the Great Depression or second to the Great Depression, and things haven't even gotten bad yet. And you know, at least we're starting to see the rhetoric move away from the V-shaped recovery.
I think it is worthwhile my telling people reminding people in case they don't know that there is a way to, ideally, in my opinion, deal with all of this dinosaur stuff.
I'm not kidding.
That is autogenic training.
I know.
I am most happy that in 1972, I practiced autogenic training twice a day for 3 months so that my brain mind has been trained in the technique of detaching. And that means if I can't change it, I will not waste my life energy on it. Now, having done that, at this point, in 1 minute or less, I can detach from almost anything. And so I do spend a huge amount of time detached now. And if you've never practiced autogenic training, it is free on my website, normsheely.com. Sign up for it. Go in and look for autogenic focus, autogenic focus. You can download the MP3 free of charge. If you don't want the newsletter, you can unsubscribe to the newsletter the next day or that afternoon. But at least you will have your copy of autogenic training, autogenic focus. And if you will practice that, it is the greatest reliever of stress in the world. There are 28,000 scientific references on how good it is.
And I would recommend staying subscribed to the newsletter.
Well, you know, I do like to talk, so I send out lots of newsletters about my thoughts of the day, and we'll plan on continuing to do that.
Yeah, and all of the, I guess you would say, prepping that I've done, I never war gamed a pandemic, which changes things a little bit, not a whole lot. And, you know, I've done everything that I can do to protect ourselves here, especially using vitamin D and vitamin C to keep our bodies in as good a shape as we can in our condition. And I've got a plan. I have to be a little bit more patient in that plan, but I've got something going forward, and fortunately, we haven't been hit as bad. Becky's hours were cut 25%, which, that hurts. But, we're able to handle all of our, daily needs. Might not be able to get the food we want from the grocery store. I alternate between a couple of stores, what one has that doesn't have the other one tends to have, and by doing pickup, I lessen my risk of exposure. So, I would like things to be different, not just in the coronavirus world, but in our governmental world. But, like I say, at least I got a plan, and I'm working on it. And unfortunately, a lot of people think that nothing bad could happen here. It's the United States, and they're finding out otherwise. We'll be back after this break.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is Captain John Reagan with Dr. Norm Shealy. And, you know, I've noticed a word pop up over and over again dealing with this, and that is inflammation. And you look at whether it's the comorbidities, there's an inflammation, a chronic inflammation aspect there, and what causes inflammation, and some of that comes from food, eating processed sugar, especially fructose, processed vegetable oils. There's stress, which we just talked about how to detach, lack of sleep, money problems, and boy, do millions of people have that problem now. And when we look at what typically kills people, you get the cytokine storms, you get sepsis, and those are areas where if you've got the prep work in place, especially things like the vitamin C, vitamin D, it helps with those conditions. And we're now seeing this new problem affecting especially young kids. You know, inflammation in the blood vessels, and unfortunately some have died from this. But over and over I'm seeing this inflammation. What are your thoughts on that?
Anything that goes wrong, anything that damages a cell in any way can cause inflammation. Now, there's one good aspect that I think people really need to be prepared and do. 77% of Americans live in individual homes. The average home has a lot big enough to raise all your own fruits and vegetables. My vegetable garden is 50 by 50 feet. That's not that big. And I can raise enough food in my garden to feed 5 or 6 people. It takes less work to raise a garden than it does to mow your lawn. Actually takes less time to keep my garden going all summer, spring and summer and fall, than it does to mow the lawn. So if at least that 77% of Americans live in individual homes would plow up or dig up or whatever, till the lawn and plant their vegetables, it would solve a big part of the food problem.
And there's been a number of us saying that for years. And unfortunately, I think now there's some people realizing, hey, there's a problem, and they're rushing into that, and we're having supply problems on seeds and equipment. If we had done that years ago and started getting those skills, because I don't have them, unfortunately, living in an apartment, I got very limited ability to do much besides maybe an herb garden or a few plants in containers. Don't have very good access to sun where our apartment's situated. Trying to get people to do anything until the crisis happens is nearly impossible.
Well, John, I want to mention that. At age 12, I personally took over my family vegetable garden because I wanted to. Now, I had no skills whatsoever. I've taught myself at age 12 how to work a garden, and I've never not worked a garden. Even when I lived in Cleveland, in the inner city, I had a garden. And it's so simple. And, of course, there's room even to have a small chicken shed and a little run for them. You can raise your own chickens and eggs as well as all your veggies.
And now you have to fight homeowners associations to be able to raise food on your own land.
Well, I think that's another court solution if necessary.
And we'll be back after this break.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 137,000 Americans could die from coronavirus by early August, according to the latest projection from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics. They say they base the new projection on people moving around more as states begin lifting stay-at-home orders. As of last night, more than 79,500 Americans had died of the virus. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is pushing back against former President Barack Obama's criticisms of the government's response to coronavirus.
With all due respect to the former president, and I really don't want to get into a political back and forth here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Obama had spoken on a conference call with former members of his administration.
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
That clip obtained by Yahoo News. And this is USA Radio News.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
A shooting at a party in Fort Worth, Texas, leaving 2 people critically wounded, 3 others being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say there were about 600 people at the gathering when the shooting started yesterday. No one's been arrested. The national average for a gallon of gasoline increasing now 8 cents over the past week, now standing at $1.84 as oil prices are continuing to rebound after plummeting just a few weeks ago. USA Radio's John Clemens with an update.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Mississippi at $1.48, Texas at $1.48, and Kansas also at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75 per gallon, Washington at $2.42, Oregon at $2.37 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
And Major League Baseball will hold a conference call with owners today to discuss a plan about restarting the season. Reports are if owners agree, MLB will submit its proposal to the Players Union tomorrow. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is Captain John Reagan with Dr. Norm Shield. You know, I think one of the problems we have is there's not enough people left around that have a memory of when things were bad. I'm referring to the Great Depression and World War II. My parents were old enough to be young grandparents when I was born. My mother was 36. My dad was almost 39. They grew up during the Great Depression and were adults during World War II. And most people my age, they learned about those events from their grandparents. And, of course, a fair amount of time's passed since. And you know, to hear the stories, and we just been talking about, gardening, raising chickens, and back then was before the supermarket, so it wasn't unusual for people to do that. And of course, with the Depression and the war. Gardening was an important part of taking care of the people of America. And we've become so spoiled since. A lot of people think food comes from the grocery stores. And unfortunately, most of what they get from the grocery stores is processed, you know, use your expletive on that.
Well, and Rocky Hall's book, Death, Food for Naught, published in the 70s, pointed out that even in those days, even the fresh so-called vegetables and fruits in the grocery stores were deficient because they were raised on magnesium-deficient soil. Cattle farmers know that the cattle will die if they don't give them extra magnesium. But fruit and vegetable farmers don't put the extra magnesium back in the soil. In my garden, I routinely add lime to get the magnesium back in the soil. So it is important, even when you're raising your own garden, to take care of the soil itself. And by the way, I use no poisons.
Yeah, and there was a Senate report from the 1930s where our soil was greatly depleted of minerals back then, and it hasn't gotten any better. And unfortunately, it seems like the reference material we have for the nutritional components of our food are based on old information, and now there's even less of the nutrients in there.
Well, that is true, and nobody pays attention to the fact that the toxicity of the world has, you know, gone up hundreds of percent, many, many thousands of percent compared to 100 years ago. So that now, instead of what used to be called the recommended daily allowance or requirement for vitamin B1, 2, 3, 4, and 6, is probably 18 to 20 times what it was 100 years ago, just to keep your brain functioning properly. Because when your rain is filled with Roundup, 65% of all the rain that falls in this country has Roundup in it. That means legally, ethically, there's no such thing as an organic food today. Because even in so-called organic gardens, the rain still comes down.
Yeah, and that causes inflammation and also damages the gut microbiome, which is most of your immune system. It's so frustrating, you know, at least from my point of view. I learn these things and see all the damage and destruction going on and almost nothing being done about it because most people are wide asleep. And our wonderful leaders are getting wonderful contributions from these people that are doing these things to us.
Well, you got to take care of yourself. You can't depend upon the government to do it for you. That's the bottom line.
And that was part of my decision of, you know, working on retiring to Belize is, you know, that we got the fresh food, got the fresh fish. And fresh air, sunshine. I don't think it's better than that. But the other aspect was Belize is a poor country, and it's going to be a poor country. The United States, when I was growing up in the 60s, was a rich country. We were the largest creditor nation in the world. But by the 80s, that had changed. But people today still think America is rich, and that realization of, when reality strikes back, that America is the brokest country in the world. We've spent our future, and it's going to be a harsh reckoning, and then some people just be in denial over it, but it's kind of hard to, deny it when it starts affecting you. But the future, even if you forgive the debt, you've now got all the problems of, you know, the pension funds, Social Security, Medicare. Of course, we get rid of Medicare. If it gets people to eat right, it becomes a manageable situation. You know, trillions and trillions of dollars. There's more of a problem with Social Security and Medicare than there is with the federal debt and even the combined debt of the United States. We're talking about on the order of, you know, $220-230 trillion versus the $80 trillion of debt total. So just to get the United States out of all of that would take $300 trillion. You know, we don't have it. And boy, it's going to, if you want to live in interesting times, you've got it.
Well, I'm glad that I know how to detach.
Yeah, and every time I'm on with Vincent, you sure you got enough bliss? I guess I forgot to ask Benny, what did you want to talk about today?
I'm sorry?
I forgot to ask at the beginning of the show, what did you want to talk about today?
Oh, well, you know, we've got to talk about what's important, John. I think we're talking about the most important thing in the world, which is the fiasco that's called an epidemic. And, I mean, we can talk about, in relation to that, everything else, because everything affects everything. Every thought you have. You know, my favorite quote of all time is, thinking sets in motion spiritual forces to bring about change in body, mind, emotions, companions, hopes, and despairs. Every thought is a prayer. And so that's why I prefer to think about solutions and alternatives rather than how bad the problem is.
And unfortunately, our society has been set up in so many ways. You know, we've got the mental side, we're assaulted so many ways there. You've got the physical side, we're assaulted so many ways there. You've got the spiritual side that, boy, the more I learn, the more I find how we've been deceived there. And it takes an effort to break out of that.
Yes, it does.
And unfortunately, from what I've been able to determine, it was about 150 years ago when the churches in America became deceived and chose the industrialization route, which has led us to where we are now, and given us all these ailments. And, you know, I was young, you know, we didn't know any better. You know, we trusted our parents and teachers, and, you know, they trusted the doctors and the government, and, you know, I believe that trust was greatly misplaced, but it's become so ingrained in society. You know, it just saddens me to look at how, you know, just sugar, you know, is destroying our health and longevity. And that's just, you know, one aspect of it. And to try to get people off sugar is nearly impossible. It's, you could probably describe more how, you know, that affects the dopamine. And, you know, it's almost to the point of a drug. And I see, you know, it's like the first thing that parents do is addict their kids to sugar, and I don't see them reversing that because the kids are going to be, you know, causing so many problems for the parents that the parents will give in and give them sugar. I'd love to see that change.
Well,
I just don't see how we do it.
Well, I haven't bought sugar into my house since 1970. In any form. A little honey, but no sugar.
was looking back recently. Dr. Lustig, who's out at the University of California, San Francisco, did a video 10 years ago. And, you know, really nothing's changed since. And then those videos were more geared to people with a medical background than the general public. But there's enough takeaway out of there that, you know, even people that don't have that education like me can understand what's going on. And, and it's kind of like I remember doctors in the 50s and 60s, you know, promoting smoking. And I think most of the doctors today are still pretty much saying, hey, sugar's fine, just don't eat too much of it. And you know, I see people just, you know, might as well call MDs medical deities. They're treating their doctors as gods. And, how do you break through something like that?
Well, you keep preaching like I do. I mean, I don't know any other alternative. I mean, basically, you avoid most packaged foods. Almost 100% of those things that are already in a package have junk in them. So the only food I would consider buying in a grocery store is fruits and vegetables and meats and dairy. Anything on the center aisles is not purchasable. I wouldn't give you 10 cents for the whole lot.
After this break.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Vince will be back with you tomorrow. That's Captain John Reagan sitting in today with Dr. Norm Shealy. It's been great having this opportunity to talk with you again. You know, people, I think, tend to think that all of our instructors are always talking to each other, and that's not the case. I also miss those good old days when we had the expos and, you know, could sit down and, glean some good information. I appreciate your advice on so many things.
Well, John, I remember well World War II. It began 3 days after my ninth birthday. And even during the entirety of World War II, there was nothing like what we're going through now. It was a much more positive experience in this country than what we're going through now.
And, it's like you said, the best thing that you can do right now is start raising food. The more food you can raise, the better off it is for your family. And if you raise a little bit more, then that helps out the community and would lower the stress levels there. And that's about all you can do.
Well, that is true. And so especially today when most people have more time than they've had in many, many decades probably at home, is a time to retrain yourself, to use your brain, not to watch television especially, but to train yourself to do things that are healthy. And that means origin training, which we've talked about before. It means taking up gardening. And it means detaching from those things you cannot change. That is not different from being a Boy Scout when I was growing up. I mean, you just be prepared. And Vincent and his whole concept of being prepared is a lifelong process as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I think most people my age that grew up in the city didn't learn a lot of things that our parents knew. I was a Boy Scout, and at least that camping experience gave me an exposure to nature. We didn't have to raise our own food. We brought it with us in an ice chest. But, at least it was a start. And then the first 6 years of my time in the Air Force, I was in preparedness, particularly for, how do we get backup service for our automation, our computers, which were mainframes back then. And that just kind of naturally, and learning about that, it got me interested in preparing for events, having a food supply. And boy, was I so ignorant back then. And even after the 30,000 hours I put in these last few years, I'm just a little less ignorant, but I've learned some things that, at least give me a starting point. I just wish I were further along, but compared to, unfortunately, tens of millions of Americans, I'm actually in pretty good shape, and I'm thankful for that.
Well, and of course, one of my favorite statements is keep the faith, baby. And that is what keeps us going. Faith that we can improve, that we can continue to learn, and that every thought is a prayer. So think positively.
And I know these coming years are going to be quite different from what people were expecting. I believe the sooner that you can adjust your paradigm to that, which, as I started off the section, is raising at least some of your own food, the better off you'll be. And who knows, we might actually have people start talking to each other instead of texting.
Yep. That would be an improvement in itself.
The misuse of technology is a big concern of mine. But, maybe the lack of money will help in that area, too.
Right.
Well, thank you, Dr. Shealy.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You too.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.